taken shore, eh?
The small crew rat nodded nervously, watching his captain reach for the mason chain. It was a vicious weapon, a spiked iron ball on a thick chain attached to an oaken handle. Fiercy crept backward, trying to stay out of his captain's way as he toyed with the mason chain. Swinging the spiked ball with the flick of his paw, the golden fox continued smiling, allowing the mace spikes to dent the woodwork of the cabin door. Fiercy tried to keep his eyes off the hypnotically swinging weapon.
"Will you be going ashore, Captain?"
Fisker halted the swing of the mace. He fondled the spikes lovingly.
"Aye, it wouldn't be good manners not to call when they left a light on for us. Tell Codge to rouse the crew. We're going visiting."
As Blood Gullet's keel ground into the shallows, the small golden light stood out clear against the dark velvet canopy of night sky. The vermin waded ashore, every beast armed to the teeth, eager for booty and blood. It was a night for raiding. Lost in the deep sleep of total exhaustion, Gorath lay slumped by a glowing turf fire in the small farmhouse. There was a claw missing from one of the young badger's forepaws. His pads were thick with calluses and hardened scars. Wrestling half-buried boulders and uprooting scrubby tree stumps from the frozen earth was hard and punishing labour for a single beast. Gorath performed all his tasks unaided. His grandparents were too old for such heavy work. It was no easy life on the Northern Isles. Both the weather and the land were hostile. Gorath, however, had youth on his side, plus unbridled strength and an inborn tenacity. In short, he was like most male badgers, doggedly stubborn. All Gorath knew of his early life had been imparted to him by his grandparents. His family came from the far southern lands. Both his parents were warriors who had fallen in battle during the Great Vermin Wars. The remainder of Gorath's family had been forced to flee the south. The two old badgers took their little grandson in a small boat. They set off seeking a dream, a refuge of peace and happiness, where they could live without fear. They had heard tales of such places, the mountain of Salamandastan and the Abbey of Redwall, legendary havens. However, cruel fate and capricious weather shattered their dream. The aged badgers were land beasts with little knowledge of the sea. Their boat was blown far off course and wrecked upon the rocks of the Northern Isles by a mighty storm. Gorath's grandparents stumbled ashore, carrying him between them. All three fortunate to be alive. That was how they came to a new life on the cold Northern Isles. Their first few seasons ashore taught the three badgers some harsh lessons. A need for nourishment and shelter was paramount. Using timber from their wrecked boat, local stone, earth and moss, the grandfather built the house. Gorath and his grandmother foraged for food while struggling to make the scrubland arable. It was hard, but they survived until their first meagre crop came in, confirming that they were finally farmers. Gorath grew to be a dutiful grandson and a diligent worker. He never failed his grandparents, though as the seasons passed, one into another, things became more difficult for him. Wearied with age and illness, his grandparents grew unable to carry on working. Thus it was that Gorath faced the hardships alone. He carried on clearing the wind-swept scrubland, planting, digging, coaxing and harvesting sparse crops from the thin soil. It was grindingly arduous work for a lone young one, but Gorath never complained. Sometimes in the long dark evenings, when the wind dirged outside, Gorath would sit by the turf fire, listening as his grandfather told tales of Salamandastan or Redwall Abbey. How much truth there was in such stories, none of the badgers really knew, having never visited either place. But the young Gorath was ever eager to hear more. He was thrilled at the thought of Salamandastan, the fortress of warriors ruled by badger lords, where none...